Hello, my name is Sandesh Dave. I'm a cardiologist at the Southern Arizona VA in Tucson, Arizona. I'll be presenting this retrospective cohort study of state-level differences in the incidence of transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy in U.S. veterans. By way of background, ATTR-CM is a rare, underdiagnosed, life-threatening progressive disease that presents as a restrictive cardiomyopathy with cardiac and neurologic symptoms. Some states have established centers of excellence that may be driving increases in disease awareness. The VA serves 9 million enrolled veterans per year, and state-level differences in the diagnosis of ATTR may offer opportunities to improve access and clinical outcomes through earlier intervention. Our methods. This was a retrospective cohort study using data from routine clinical care of veterans from all VA facilities throughout the United States from 2012 to 2021. Patients were included if they had two diagnoses of heart failure or one principal diagnosis of heart failure in combination with two diagnoses of ATTR-CM based on ICD codes. The primary outcome was estimated at the incidence per 100,000 person years, and this was analyzed by state or territory for the periods both before and after disease-modifying therapy. So the period before was 2016 to 2018, and the period after was 2019 to 2021, and this primarily referred to the advent of tafamidis. Results. We had approximately 2,136 patients with ATTR-CM from the VA that were included. The mean age was 76.3 years, 99% were male, 52% were white, and 43% were black. Looking at the incidence at the state level, before disease-modifying therapy, the median incidence was 2.39 per 100,000 patient years, which increased to 4.86 per 100,000 patient years after disease-modifying therapy was available. You can see in Figure 1A and 1B, the states that had the highest standardized incidence when standardized by age, sex, and race were Puerto Rico, Utah, Rhode Island, and Oregon. In Figure 2, we look at the change in incidence between the pre-disease-modifying era and the post-disease-modifying era. So the quadrant in the bottom left is low baseline with decreasing incidence. The bottom right is high baseline and decreasing incidence. And the top right is high baseline and increasing incidence. And the upper left is low baseline and increasing incidence. The x-axis is the incidence in the pre-disease modifying era. And the y-axis is the change in incidence between pre and post disease modifying availability. And here you can see that the states that had the greatest increase in incidence of ATTR were Utah, Puerto Rico, Rhode Island, South Dakota, and Arizona. Conversely, the states with the greatest decrease in ATTR incidence from pre to post were New Mexico and Nevada. There were some limitations in this study. State-level trends at VA facilities may not be representative of geographic trends in non-VA facilities, as VA patients may have socio-demographic characteristics that differ from non-VA population. Further, this study used ICD codes for identification of ATTR-CM. More work is underway to use a more nuanced approach to identify cases. Further, ICD-9 transitioned to ICD-10 in 2015 and could impact classification of cases. Further, we did not study non-VA care or purchase care, which could arise if a patient self-refers or is referred to a non-VA provider. In conclusion, the documented incidence of ATTR-CM in the VA population increased nationally after the approval of disease-modifying therapy, likely due to improved disease awareness and availability of disease-modifying therapies. Geographic disparities exist in the incidence of ATTR-CM at the state level. By viewing VA medical centers at the state level with respect to pre versus post, we found some interesting patterns. We found several high baseline incidence states continuing to increase their disease recognition, but also some states which started with the low baseline but had large increases in the incidence in the post-disease modifying era. If these findings are confirmed, these might be characterized as high-performing states. However, there were several states that had low baseline and large decreases in diagnosis in the disease-modifying era, and this is concerning. It suggests a general trend towards increased ATTR diagnosis is not benefiting patients in these facilities. If confirmed, there may be opportunity for improved identification in these states. Further investigation is needed around factors such as access to cardiovascular care and disease awareness to understand the reasons for geographic differences in ATTR-CM diagnosis and how to improve access to care across VA facilities. Thank you.